Okay, we're about to begin a new sugya on the test of the base. It's a new sugya for just about everybody, except for those who were with us last year. We talked a little bit about last year, but other little parts, so we have hopefully some more things to add on. I imagine it's a good chazar for some people from last year also, so the sugya begins on the test of the base. So we finally finished all the akimtas. So we finished Matzi Shemra, almost. We're about to go right back to Matzi Shemra. Not to the Mishnah's version of Matzi Shemra, but a new series of dinim that relate to Matzi Shemra. So the Gemara starts in Tesla and Beis. I'm Rav Yosef. Hevi Abal Edim Shezinsa. So a husband comes into Beis and claims that his wife is Mazana, and he brings Edim. Sounds like a right smack into Matzi Shemra. Hevi Av Edim Veizimul Edi Abal. What a great surprise that the Edi Abal turned out to be Edim Zerimin. So obviously, is about to kick in. But the question is, what exactly were they zoming to do? What exactly were they trying to accomplish? Let's backtrack for a minute. When Edom walk in and say that a woman was Mazana, what's on the agenda? What are they trying to get happen? Multiple things. So first of all, they're trying to be Mechayev Nisa to the woman. They're trying to be Mechayev Nisa to the boil. What else are they trying to do? Mafsid what? Asra Labayla. Right, she could be dead, so it's going to have to be too relevant, right? What else? Make a lose a ksuba, right? A lot of things are going to happen. So the Gemara is highlighting two of those things. The fact that they're coming to be Mechayev Nisa, as well as they're coming to be Mechayev Mamon. So now they turn out to be Edom Zomim, so Rav Yosef concludes, Neragin de'ein Mishamin Mamon. So they're only Chayev Nisa, they don't have to pay Mamon. Why is this? So of course there's a throwback to last year, 3 months of last year called Kam Lebed Raminei, that since they were in the same Aveira, the same Maisa, the same act of Edus, the same Maisa Aveira of Edus and the Sheker, they were got themselves to be chayev both mammon and misa. So we say to them, we're only going to give you misa, we're going to give you a break in the mammon. This week's Pasha, learned that from the Mevlodas, the whole story in Pasha Mishpatim, the principle called Kam Lebed Raminei. Good. So the first part is fairly simple. But then Rav Yosef makes things a little bit more complicated. Chaza v'hevi abal edim, v'hizimum le'edi habal. Now the husband says, you told a guy who can bring an edim zomim? Mazim, I can also bring an edim mazim. So he goes ahead and he brings Edim. And when you read these Gemaras, you get the impression that this was happening every day in Beis Din. This never really happens. This is just like exciting. But just Beis Din usually is just sitting and just taking care of making Din and Drabon or something. Nothing overly exciting. So comes the second set of Edim come in. The husband brings in a set of Edim who are Mazim the Edei Ha'av. Now, what is the significance of being Mazim Edei the Av? So now, when we turn around now to punish the Edei Ha'av, we have to ask ourselves, well, what were the Edei Av trying to accomplish? Let's chaza for a second. What possible things were the Edei Av trying to be zomim to do? So first and foremost, they were trying to do what? They're trying to kill the first set of Edei Av. Remember, three sets of Edom here. There's the first set of Edei Av, then there's the Edei Av, and then there's the second set of Edei Av. So the Edei Av were trying to kill the first set of Edei Av. They were also trying to do something else, by the way. By coming and saying that the Edei Av are zomim, what else were they trying to do? They were also trying to mechayev of the husband something. What? Knasim Matzi Shemra. This is all the trap, it's all the makings of Matzi Shemra. So when the Edei Av had two things on their agenda, they're on the agenda to kill the Edei Baal, number one, and number two, to mechayev the Baal 100 shekel. So comes Rav Yosef and says, in such a scenario, Chaza Behavi Baal Edim Vehuz Nezim Edei Av, Edei Av Neragin Umishalmin. Is that the Edei Av are punished twofold. They're punished with Misa, and they're also punished with Mammon. Why is that? My high? So comes the Gemara and says, this falls short in terms of Kim of Draminei, because it enters into a new category called Mammon Lazer, Unifashas Lazer. Because if you think about it, the Edei Av were trying to do two things. The Edei Av's goal was number one, Larig Edei Habal, and number two, L'chayev Habal Mea Shekel. Right? To make him pay the Kenasa Mea Shekel. So comes the Gemara and says, well, the address on the Harigas Edei Habal and the address on the L'chayev Habal Kuf Shekel are two different addresses. One was the Chayev Misa Klape, the first set of Edim. The Chayev Misa, because they tried to kill the first set of Edim. The other is the Chayev Mamon Klape the Baal. So we have an age-old principle in Hilchas Kumav Draminei that everybody knows. We think everybody knows, called, when do we say, Kam Lebed Raminei, that's when both Chiyuvim go to the same address. But when there are two different addresses on it, Nisa Zeb and Mamon Lezeh, thus is Nishkin Kam Lebed Raminei. the klal kedrani doesn't apply, and therefore we can make yichayev to pay both the chiyuv misa as well as the chiyuv mamon, because misa lazeh, mamon lazeh. So ad kan divrei Rav Yehuda. If we would have just read the Gemara just kipshuto, we would have walked away with two pieces of information about kibbutz kedrani. The chumash yichayev, the parsha mishpatim. We would have figured out, number one, there is a parsha of kibbutz kedrani. We would have seen the first case application of kibbutz kedrani. And then we would have seen the exception to the kibbutz kedrani, let's be so zem, mamon lazeh. That's what we could derive from substance. Just in case we missed that second chiddush the first time around, we can skip a little bit of a hetzdaf yudav and aleph, but the Gemara says almost the identical thing. A little bit of a different scenario, but almost identical. The Gemara and daf yudav and aleph in Sanhedrin. So the Amar Rava. The Rava says, five lines on the top, Pliny ba al naira hamarasa v'huzmu. Two aid to walk at the basin, and they say Pliny was mezana with a girl, with a married young girl, a naira hamarasa. They don't identify who the married girl was, so that's okay. Neharugin. So they proved to be edim zaman. So the chayim misa. Why? Because even though they didn't identify who the nevelus was, they did identify who the boil was. So the chayim misa kasha zaman lasos liachiv. The chayim misa for what they try to do. The aim is shaman mamun. So it's obvious they're not going to pay money, even though normally when you say that a woman is mezana, that's tantamount to chiyuv mamun. But there's no way you're going to pay mamun. Why? Because we don't know who she is. We didn't say who. They said Reuben was mezana with a girl. There are a lot of married naramarasas walking around. We don't know which ones, and no one's going to lose the ksuba because of their edus. So that's a simple case of there's nothing to do with kibbutz kedrani. This is nerug and misham and mamon. But now it starts to get juicy. Bita shel Pliny. What if they identify who the girl is and they say it's the daughter of Pliny? But who's more now? They're proven to be Adam Zavimin. So nerug and misham and mamon. So now we're already in kibbutz kedrani territory. Why? Because once they identify the nevelas, then they are not only pointing a finger of a chiyuv mis at somebody, they're also pointing a chiyuv of mamon, of a hefsed ksuba. So all of a sudden the Gemara says, no. Kibbutz kedrani can't apply here. You know why? Neragim shaman mamon, mamon lazeh nefashos lazeh. Because that's called mis lazeh and mamon lazeh. Why is that mis lazeh and mamon lazeh? Why is that? What's unique about this case, Rava's formulation? It's a what? It's a na'ara hamarasa. Who would get the ksuba? Who would lose the ksuba? Not the girl. The girl's no shaykh. It's been a rabbi Sevilla. All the money, all her cash, all her, anything that comes to her goes immediately to the father. So, in effect, when they're testifying that Reuven was bought on Naira HaMarasa Pliny, beat the Shaplini, so what their real goal was, they were trying to kill the girl and the Boel, and they were also trying to be Machai of the father money. They're trying to be Mafsa the father money of the ksuba. So that's called Misozem and Fashas Lazet. On the Testament days, the first case of Rav Yosef, when we said that Narug and Amisham and Mamon, that's when you're talking about a married woman, she's 25 years old. So then they were trying to be Mechayev her Misa and trying to be Mafsid her Haksuba. So that's classic Kama Dramine. But when she's an Arham or Rasa, so they're trying to be Mechayev her Misa, she's over 12, she's an Arab, so she's Chayev Misa, but she doesn't lose any money, so there's no Mamon Lahar. So since it's a Misa Lazev and Mamon Lazev, that's not covered by Kimlay. So we have two different examples in the Gemara where Kimlay falls short, both for the same reason. Because it's Misa Lazev and Mamon Lazev. One was when the Misa is Larog Edi Abal, and the Mamon is Lechayev Abal Fuch Shekel. And the other case was Baal Naira Baal Bitai Shalplaini Ayinar Marasa Shalplaini. So also the Misa was to who? Larog Baal Veha Haboel, I'm sorry, Baal Vahanevelas. They were trying to kill the two people who was on together. Who was the Chiyuv Mamon to? Lahafsid Ha who? Ha'av. So Mamela we can meet out to them both the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon, and we're not concerned with Kimlay. So we have both on Tesla Bay's Adonino and Aleph, two examples where Kimlay Dramade breaks down because it's Misla Zev and Mamon Zev. So the question?
Yeah, I don't understand why you should go to the father. If the woman, if she's divorced or her husband dies, or widowed.
No, she's only a Marasa.
If she has.
If she's Marasa, not if she's Nesua. If she's Nesua, right, then the game changes. But that's a game changer. Right. Okay, listen, everyone with us? Very, very simple. Two simple Gemaras, nothing to talk about. Problem is that there are two other Gemaras that are staring us in the face, that apply Kama B'Draminei, even in a situation of Misal Zevim B'Malazeh. And this, of course, becomes the source of the entire sugya. One of these two Gemaras, one Gemara happens to be in Sanhedrin, so we don't have to go too far. We have to go far in the Masechta, but not too far. It's a very complicated Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We're just going to extract the part that's relevant for us. On Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about the application of Kama B'Draminei, a strange kind of Kama B'Draminei. It's a Kama B'Draminei of Rodef. Now, Rodef, those who was here at the Shir Pesicha? Okay, who wasn't at the Shir Pesicha? Okay, good, so I can go. Okay, so Rodef is a very, very strange area of halacha. It appears in two places in Chumash, in Parshas Kisetze, and in Parshas Mishpatim, and in Parshas Bo Machteres, as a type of a Rodef. So a guy is coming to be Rodef HaChavei, right? So the Torah says, he's Nito Latzil Ben Hafshay. So in order to save the innocent victim, you bid, and if there's no other way, you're required to take out the life of the Rodef. You have to kill everyone to take out the life of the Rodef in order to save the innocent victim. That's the Parshas Bo Machteres, that's the Parshas Rodef. So comes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin with a very, very strange din. Comes the Mishnah and says, what would be the din if a guy is Rodef HaChaveroi, and in the process of Rodef HaChaveroi, he breaks a barrel. Let's say, make it easy, of the Nirdif himself. He's running after the guy, running after the guy, running after the guy, and he breaks the guy's barrel. So what's the din? What does the Mishnah say? Potter. Why is he Potter? Come live with Ramina. Because since the Rodef is Chayav Misa, so you can't be Chayav Misa and Mammon together. So therefore, come to Ramina, you Potter from the Mammon. At Kan Divrei Mishnah. Now, that din in the Mishnah is startling. Why is that din in the Mishnah startling? Okay, who was at the Shir Pesicha? You could say, why is that din in the Mishnah startling? What in the world does that have to do with Kama D'Draminei? Kama D'Draminei, Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, that talks about if somebody kills somebody else, and in the process of killing, they also caused the Hefsed Mamon, they were chayav to make vlados, they caused the woman to have a miscarriage, they killed somebody and caused the woman to have a miscarriage. So the Torah says, Im lo yi'ason anoshi anesh. The only time you have to pay the Mamon of the Mei Vlados is only if nobody got killed. Only if Beis Din can't be mechayev you alter etzeach. But if there's Ason, if somebody got killed, if you chayev misas Beis Din, then there's no Mei Vlados. That's the parsha. That's this week's parsha. We get to this in Lane this week, so pay special careful attention. That's the moch of a Kama B'Draminei. That din of Kama B'Draminei is the din of ancient. When you have an Einish HaChomor, when Beis Din meets out an Einish HaChomor, so you can't meet out an Einish HaKal as well. Once you chayev misas Beis Din, you can't have to, you don't pay the money. What are some other examples? What are some of the classic examples of Kama B'Draminei? Come on, Mishnayos of Kama B'Draminei. Give me some examples. End the third parak of Bava Kama. Come on, begin the third parak of Ksubas. Come on, let's hear them. Let's hear them all. Burning a guy's house down on Shabbos. So you chayev misas Beis Din, skila for Chil Shabbos. So you put the from Mammon. So if Gedisha Chavei B'Shabbos, potter b'mamon, you don't have to pay. What's another example for the Rebbe Ksubas? Baal Bita, a guy's ma'anis his own, oh, I leave out the door, that's complicated, who's getting the money? He's ma'anis someone who's a Chavei Mises Beis Din. He's ma'anis a girl who's a Chavei Mises Beis Din. So, what shaykh to pay mamon? It's a Chimav D'Raminei. You're Chavei Mises for what you did, you're not going to be Chavei Mamon. Kohenu, who's give me another example? Come on, give me another one. Baba Kama, seventh parak, come on. Now give me a simple case. Yeah, it's too complicated. Seventh parak of Baba Kama. Simple. What? Gone of a tavach, what? The Shabbos. You steal somebody's animal and you decide to shecht it for the Shabbos Uda. You're running low on insurance, you want to shecht an animal, the stolen animal. So what does the Mishnah say? You put it from the Al-Bahay. Why, sir? Because you chayav misa for shecht it b'Shabbos. So these are Mishnayos. Everybody knows this. So the Einish Beis Din of Chil Shabbos, the Einish Beis Din of Ritzicha. Whenever you have an Einish Beis Din, that's a point of a moment. That's exerts a cost of the Daphne to make Vladis from Pasha Mishpatim. Couldn't the Mishnah and Sanhedrin with a Zachidish that when you have a Reidef HaChavei, right? The Reidef, the Chi of Misa, quote unquote, to the Reidef, the Einish Misa, quote unquote, to the Reidef, is a pointer from the Mammon that the Reidef would otherwise be Chayavim. I never in a million years would have said such a thing. Why? What's bothering me? Who's going to tell me, formulate me? What's bothering me with this Mishnah? This is not a what? Call it what it's. Don't call it a what? It's not an Einish. The Chol is not an Einish. What's up with Einish? What's the Einish? The fact that somebody's Reuven is running after Shimon and trying to kill him, the fact that I'm allowed to kill Reuven, I mean, ma'anish him, he didn't do anything yet. What's the Einish? Seventh and though, what do you see for this Mishnah? Gevaldik Yisayid. You see, against what we would have thought. We would have thought it's a double posture that the chiyuv of to a reidev, the chiyuv mis of a reidev is only mitam hatzalas hanirdav. That's what I would have said. Chamash, but it's not true. That there's an element of einyan here as well. It's a funny kind of an einyan. It's a very, very strange kind of an einyan. What's so strange about it? It's not done by Beis Din. That's true. What else? He hasn't done anything yet. It's not fair. How can you punish? He didn't do anything yet. Why the sugis of Rode for which perk and shas? So what are they doing in Ben Seremaira? Ben Seremaira also didn't do anything yet. He's nidan Hashem Sofai. 99.9% of Onshin of the Torah only meted out after the action happens. These are the exceptions. These are punishments that are given before the crime is committed. The Ben Seremaira didn't do anything yet. I mean, he did a little bit. He stole a little bit. He ate a little bit. What did he do so terrible? So he stole some money. He's having a big Super Bowl party. He's eating and drinking. What's so gefährlich? What's so terrible? It's terrible. Of course it's terrible. It's terrible on many, many levels. He's not had Mrs. Bazdin for it. Not yet, at least. Hashem Soifai. So, that's exactly what the Mishnah says in the same breath. The Mishnah says, I got another guy who's beating Hashem Soifai. The Raider. He's terrible. He's running after a guy with a knife. Gefährlich. But he didn't kill him yet. Tarek Gezocht. Kill him, Hashem Soifai. To prevent Soifai from happening. So the Chiyuv for a Raider is not just Al Tzatzol Sanirda. That may also be true, but there's definitely no question about an element of Einyan here. If there wouldn't be an element of Einyan here, then the whole parish of Killing Dramine would not apply. Who remembers from the Shir Psicha? Give me a raya. Who's going to bring me a raya? Another raya. That there's a din of Einyan and a reide for a Boa Machteres. He wears a wild Havamina. It's wild. It's a head. He wears a wild, wild Havamina that maybe there's no din above Machteres on Shabbos. Why not? If a guy is breaking into the house on Shabbos, you can't kill him. You know why? Why would you have thought such a crazy thing? Because you can't give a Misa Beis Din on Shabbos. You can't own it Manish on Shabbos. How do you know? So the Gemara says that pasuk has multiple meanings. First of all, it means you can't light a fire on Shabbos. That's a simple meaning. But the Gemara says we have a drash of Gzeirah Shava. Kach Nemel Moshe Mesina Gzeirah Shava Moshe Vaseichem Moshe Vaseichem. The Torah uses the word Moshe Vaseichem by Dayanim, by Einshin. So the Torah uses the word Moshavos by Sanhedrin, uses the word Moshavos by Shabbos, to teach me, even in Beis Din, you can't kill a person. You can't do Sreifas Baskayin on Shabbos. And from here we derive, you can't do Chmisach, any Mrs. Beis Din, you can't be Manish on Shabbos. That's a Din Deraisa, you can't be Manish on Shabbos. The Torah says, a third shot in Lo Sevar Eish, what does the Zohar say? I'm over 40, I can say pshat. Anyone under 40, close your ears. What does the Zohar say? You're not allowed to get angry on Shabbos. If you get angry on Shabbos, that's also an issur. Lo Sevar Eish, Bechol Mosh Vesechem, in your own Moshavos, in your own house, you can't get angry. So this is the right to get angry on Shabbos. Okay. So Rabbi say, from the fact that the Gemara has a wild Havamina that you can't kill the Bav Machteres on Shabbos, the Gemara explains why. So Kamash Mulan, it's not true. Okay, Kamash Mulan. What's the Kamash Mulan? The Kamash Mulan probably is, well, it is an Onish, but it's a different type of an Onish, and therefore can be done on Shabbos. But there's the element of Onish. There's no question there's an element of Onish. Those who've heard the story from me several times about my favorite scenario of Bob Machteres. Who remembers? No one remembers the famous Bob Machteres? The following story happened. It happened in Washington Heights. Right after we got married, so we by mistake, we locked ourselves out of our apartment on Friday night. So the only way to get back into the apartment is we had to climb up a neighbor's fire escape, go up a little bit, and we had a key, hands through the window, whole chagadja. So I had the distinguished privilege of climbing up that fire escape with another colleague of mine, who not Rabbi Rapp, another fascinating colleague of mine at the time. I think he was all 14 at the time, and I was a little bit older. And we have two ha'aras as we were climbing up the fire escape on Friday night. So one was we were being mekayim the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin that says there's a din above machteres on Shabbos. That was one ha'ara on Friday night. And the other ha'ara was we got to the top and we tried to stick my hand from the fire escape into the window to get the key off the side of the open up the grates of the fire escape. So my other esteemed colleague responded to me. He's not sure that a fire escape is a mochon p'tur. There's no Erevin. And maybe we're carrying the sug in the end of Erevin. We're carrying Derech HaChalon from Rosh HaSayocha to a Carmelis, and maybe that would be a problem. So So we were filming about that on the fire escape. Okay, good. Anyway, good. Anyway, getting back to the story. So, what happened?
You got in.
No, we couldn't get in. I couldn't get, I thought it was okay. We couldn't get my, first couldn't get my hand in, didn't work. So we had to wait. I forgot how, eventually we did get in. I mean, it's 20 years later we got in at some point. I don't remember exactly what happened. Okay, good. All right, anyway, getting back to the story. So the Gemara says Beferish as the din of Kilud Ramadan, but Machter said right there, that's a give, that's a Mishnah. But now comes the Gemara of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and has the following Kiddush. Comes the Gemara and says, the Yomar Rava, two lines from the top of the wide lines, towards the end of the line, the Yomar Rava, Reidev Shea Reidev Acha Chaveirai, Veshibra Sakelim, Bain Shel Nirdof, U Bain Shel Kalotim Potter. My daima, Bishai ben Avshehu. What did Rava just say? What did Rava just say? What did Rava just say? Because Kimle applies, even if I don't kill the, even if I don't break the Nirdos barrel. If I break the Nirdos barrel, I understand. Because I'm chayav misa klapid the Nirdos. I'm trying to kill the Nirdos. So I'm chayav misa klapid the Nirdos. Again, that quasi chidish atayr of chayav, whatever that means. I'm chayav misa klapid the Nirdos. And if I break the Nirdos barrel, so I'm chayav mamon to the Nirdos. Oh, thus is kim l'dramine. I don't need Rava for that. That's already a mission to heaven. The chidish of Rava is that even if I break somebody else's barrel in the process, I'm vayta potter, mosa potter. Why? Why am I potter? Why am I potter? But I say, shouldn't that be a what? Misa zev mamon zeh. What is Rava coming to tell me? That, no, misa zev mamon zeh is also considered to be kim l'dramine. So this Gemara is staring us in the face. On the Tesa Masechet Sanhedrin, all the Amorim, Rav included, all pointing in the direction. There's a, but it's Misal Zeh Mamon Zeh, this is Mufka from Kimmel V'Dramine. This is not in the Parashah of Kimmel V'Dramine. Come to Rav on the Fayin Dalam and Alphan Sanhedrin, says it's not true. Misal Zeh Mamon Zeh is Vaiter included in Kimmel V'Dramine.
Is it Shad that is this Kimmel V'Dramine, or is this like a new concept that once you're already Chayav Misa, anything you do afterwards you can't be Chayav on? Is there such an idea there?
I don't know, we're going to find out as this unravels. Okay, we're going to find that out. The Gemara does call it Mischai ben Hafshel. The Gemara uses the terms of Kimmel V'Dramine. It sounds the same. So Rabbi Sai, this is the steer number one. Steer from the two Gemaras in Sanhedrin, the Taftes of Beis, a few of an Aleph, against the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalam. But this is not the last Gemara that we have to see. There's one other Gemara. The other Gemara is the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama. And we need a little bit of a background to this Gemara. Maybe a lot of better background to this Gemara. Famous, famous Gemara Maseches Bava Kama said, well, this is Pasha, this is really good. Pasha Mishpacha. Torah says in Pasha Mishpatim, if I light a fire in my backyard, I'm running a barbecue, I got a little out of hand, and it spreads, it spreads to your field, and it burns up all your crops. He said, say, Eish, umatzaka, tzim, v'nechal gadish, o akama, o asadeh, shalem yishalem, hamavir asab eira. So I'm chayef to pay. Eish, hever, one of the dollar of us nazi. The Gemara is a very lumdish machlokes, very lumdish, like heavy duty lumdish, between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. How to understand the nature of this chiv, the chiv of Eish. What's the machlokes? Who saw the Gemara of Kama? Isha b'shem chitza, Isha b'shem b'mayinah. There are two fundamentally different parashiyas of paying for hezek. There's Adam Hamazik. That's category number one. Adam Hamazik means either, if I damage you as a person, I'm called a choyvel. Choyvel is like a subcategory of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is a subcategory of Mazik, and then choyvel is a subcategory of Adam HaMazik. So if I break your arm, I'm a choyvel. If I break your barrel, I'm an Adam HaMazik. I can be Mazik either with my own hands, I can take your barrel and smash it to the floor. Or I can be Mazik, let's say I back my car and smash it to you, that's also called an Adam HaMazik. Or what if I shoot an arrow and it rips through your clothing, that's also an Adam HaMazik. That's chitzo, that's my koach. So that's for sure, that's also considered to be extension of me. Or I shoot a bullet or something, damages something, breaks the window or something. I throw a baseball, let's say, you know, I throw a baseball, and I say, oh, no problem, I can for sure throw the baseball. It's not going to break the car window, of course not. Why would anybody think that throwing the baseball at the car window would break the car window out from I'm so blessed. Okay, so, Kamash Malan, when a baseball hits a car window, it tends to break the window. Okay? So, Rabbi Sai, we have some tough times in Sobolevsky home over the years. Okay. So, Bachshem, we've grown out of that. Got into bigger and better things. Okay. So, Rabbi Sai, so Adam HaMazik, come to Rabbi Yechon HaShlokish and say, Is Eish called an Adama Mazik? It's a very, very tricky Adama Mazik. What's tricky about it? What's funny about it? Manishtara Eish, I lit the fire. I'm standing there with my little, you know, chef hat, little barbecue hat, turning the coals, they're flipping the burgers. I lit it, right? And then it went. Is this fundamentally the same as shooting an arrow? Is it fundamentally the same as backing my car out? Or is it different? What potentially is different about it? There's another koach here. There's another force to reckon with. It didn't happen just based on my koach. When I shoot an arrow, so it's my force that shoots the arrow. I pull the trigger on the gun, I'm the one who's shooting the bullet. So the halacha is keichlis kegufay. If I take a bat and I smash the window, there's no difference between that and shooting an arrow at the window. It's the same thing. Throwing a ball hitting with a bat is mamash identical. But here it's a little bit funny because here I lit the fire, the adayim, that's true, but another koyach came and took the fire and made the fire travel 20 feet until it burnt down your property. Can you really call that chitza shel adam? Can you call that an adam mazik bi adayim? So Rabbi Yechon had gesagt, ja, you can. Isha mishim chitza. And Rish Lakish says, man, Rish Lakish says, that's not called isha mishim chitza. So why Yechayev? If it's not isha mishim chitza, why Yechayev? So Rish Lakish says, well, there's a whole other parasha in the Torah about you could be chayev on something even though you're not an adam mazik. For example, what are some examples of things you could be chayev for even though you're not clearly not an adam mazik? I'm fast asleep and my animal's walking around and goes into your house, into your backyard and eats up your fruit. So also chayev. How do you know that? My animal walks and tramples on your carrots and destroys them. I'm chayev al tzeregel. Shein v'regel. My animal goes and gores you. I'm chayev. Chatzinus. There's a chayev of mamono shehizik. There's an other mamazik and there's a mamono shehizik. So mamono, says Rish Lakish, that is all encompassing. Your ash doesn't affect your mamon. Like when you dig a hole, that's your mamon. Somebody falls in, that's your mamon. Your animal goes out and eats, it's your mamon. So the fire goes and spreads, that's your mamon. So Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish agreed that Yechayev, that the Pasuk Chumash, Kedah Rechman Pasuk Chumash, but they're arguing conceptually what the Mechayev is. The Mechayev is B'Torah's other mamazik, or B'Torah's mamon mamazik. And what makes Rish Lakish seem to be correct is that this is radically different than Adam Hamazik, because it's not really kach, it's kach hachamu rabbi. So what would Rabbi Yechon respond to Rish Lakish? What's Rabbi Yechon's response to Rish Lakish? What did Rabbi Yechon say to Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is right. This is not a limit. This is not like shooting an arrow. It's not the same thing. Who's Rabbi Yechon kidding? What's the answer? That's what the Gemara concludes in the Kama. It says, Rabbi Yechon needed a pasuk to tell me this. In a million years, I wouldn't have said such a thing. What's the pasuk? Hamavras Abeira. The Torah calls you a mavir. The Torah says, you lit the fire. Hamavras Abeira. HaTorah Karay Maisa Shaloi. So Rabbi Yechon saw on that word, Hamavras Abeira, that phrase, Hamavras Abeira, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Svar Rishon is the Chiddush HaTorah. Rish Lakish is 100% right. The Svar Rish Lakish is right. Rabbi Yechon comes and says, the pasuk is coming, Afuke that. What is this? So that's unclear. But Rabbi Yechon needed to exert a cost of Hamavras Abeira to be Mechayim Mishim Isha Mishim Chitza, because it really didn't make any sense. So my nafka mida Isha Mishim Chitza, at the end of the day, have to pay anyway. What's the difference? So what's the simplest difference? The easiest, just simplest nafka mida odina. Whether Isha Mishim Chitza, Isha Mishim Chitza. What's the example, the nafka mida the Gemara gives? The Gemara only gives one, the real nafka mida. What? What's the nafkamina? What's the difference between a mazik? Other mazik and a shor mazik? No one read Chumash this week? Heaven. So complicated. Who's violent? No one's killing anybody. We're just breaking things. Petza, tachas, potza. Rock shift, oh, ye tain, girl, you're a pay. Oh. If I'm chayvel you, if I'm an adam hamazi against another person, I not only have to pay nezek, I get thrown at me nezek, tzar, reap, shevis, and bashis, alap, suktim, and pashas, mishpat, and pashki, say, a whole parrot and shas, called a chayvel the chaver, chayvel he devarim. That parsha of chayva b'chaver, all the added payments, is only for an adam hamazik. It's not for a behem hamazik. So if my animal goes and gores you, even if it's a shamuah, my animal gores you and hurts you and breaks your arm, breaks your leg, I have to pay the nezek, but I do not pay for tzar, don't pay for net, don't pay for repo, shevis, brush, nothing, just the nezek itself. And it's a hefty bill for the nezek itself. It means a lifetime difference in terms of what your value is, but in terms of all the added bonuses that you would normally get, that you don't get for mamon hamazik. So comes the Gemara and says, "Nafkemidati Rabbi Yechon Mishlachish is vis-a-vis dalad dvar, l'chayva b'dalad dvar." But we have nachayim to Rabbi Yechon Mishlachish. It's very nice. Okay, so comes the Gemara now and tries to bring a raya for Rabbi Yechon from a Mishnah. Rashi Bech was quoting us the Mishnah before. The Mishnah has the following scenario: wild case, a Mishnah, the sixth parak of Bavakama. Hamadik is a godish. I burn a godish. I burn down your grain, your barn, I burned down all your crops. And lo and behold, there was an Eved Kana'ani who was tied up in the Gadish. I knew he was there. I saw him there. I don't like him. I burned down the barn, knowing full well that by burning down the barn, burning down the Gadish, that Eved Kana'ani is going to never go up in flames also. He's cuffed, he's tied down, he can't escape. I know it's going to happen. And that's exactly what happens. Hamadik is a Gadish. So Horegis Eved in the process. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, guess what? Here's the good news. You're potter for what? For the Gadish. What's the bad news? You chayv misa for killing the Eved. That's the pashas in the Mishnah, okay? Classic Kamav Grammar. Comes and says, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan. This is hunky. This is great according to Rabbi Yechon, who says Isha Mishim Chitzav, because who says that lighting a fire is considered to be your and Adam the Adayim. So what's the simple pshat in the Gemara? What is the Gemara sound like it's saying? Bishlam, what's licked in that phrase? Bishlam Rabbi Yechonan. The Gemara makes the unbelievable jump. But what's the pashas of the Gemara? Bishlam Rabbi Yechonan, just as Rabbi Yechonan said that Isha Mishim Chitzav is called your Maisa vis-a-vis Hilchas Nezikin. Who are Dinami? It's called your Maisa vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis what? Ritzich also. You're called the Ritzich Biadayim. Just as Rabbi Yechon said, you're called the Mazik Biadayim, so too you're called the Ritzich Biadayim, and therefore you chayav Misa for the Eved, and therefore you're Potter, Alts the Godish, Alts Kimim Dramine. That's what the Gemara said. Everyone, who saw the Gemara? Everyone saw the Gemara? Did everyone realize that's what the Gemara said? Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon. It's Micha. What was the Bishlama? The Bishlama according to Rabbi Yechon, you chayav Misa for killing the Eved. I didn't touch the Eved. I lit the fire 20 feet away. That's the Chiddush HaTorah Vishim Mishim Chitzav. So Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon, I understand. El Rebekah Shmaikam Amemar. According to Reish Lakish, wait a second. According to Reish Lakish, Isha's Mishim Amoinon. I'm not an Adam HaMazik, and I'm not a Ratzech, the Adayim either. My animal, my mammon, killed somebody. That's terrible. I'm not Chayav Misa for that. No, you're not Chayav Misa for Yeshua kill somebody. That's not what Im Kofi, it's not what Gamba all of you must means. We all know, we believe in Teshuvah Peh. So, you're not Chayav Misa for your mammon to kill somebody. So Gemara says, doesn't make any sense. Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish, Maik Lameimer. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Just as an aside, Rabbi said. We're in an aside of an aside. Do you understand the Bishlam Rabbi Yechon? Who has problems with the Bishlam Rabbi Yechon? Who's got problems? Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, everything's hunky dory. What's so hunky dory about? No? Who has a cash on the Bishlam Rabbi Yechon? No, I'm nowhere near there. Nowhere near there.
So your
ma'aser
first lit it, and not later on.
But I'm Bishlam Rabbi Yechon. I said to you, Yechayev al Adam Hamazik, Yechayev dal Devarim. You called it Adam Hamazik, so Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, Yechayev al Adam Eretzech as well. The Gemara made in that line, Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, licked in that line was an assumption. What was the assumption? That we can compare two areas of halacha. We can compare Nezikin to Misa. If it's called your Maisa vis-a-vis Nezikin, then it's called your Maisa vis-a-vis Misa as well. Who has a problem with that? There's nothing to do with that, Sugi. Just, I saw it, I couldn't hold back. Sorry. Who has a problem with that? I set you guys up for this before. I asked you, who's right, Rabbi Yechon Mishlachish? Who should have been right, Rabbi Yechon Mishlachish? Rish Lakish was right, the Svara. Rish Lakish had the upper hand on Rabbi Yochanan. It's not my ma'aseh. It's not my ma'aseh. It's kachach murabai. It's nishkim my ma'aseh. What did Rabbi Yochanan need? He has to cause a pasuk. How in the world did the Gemara know that that gzeras hakasuv goes anywhere outside of nizikin? Maybe the gzeras hakasuv was in the nizikin. We're going to treat you like another mazik. You have the al dvarim. But in misa mehechitaisa, we have a right to make that jump and say. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, it's called your Meisen in Zika, therefore it's called your Meisen in Misa also. Mehechataisa, that's true. If you would have asked me, I would have said, Ein lechamol chidushai. It's a chidush, a gzeichel. We don't really understand it. The whole thing is not, doesn't make any sense. Shlokesh never heard of it. Rabbi Yechanan hot the posik, he dug up a posik, a maver, some eira, Ein lechamol chidushai, mehechataisa, this is a din kloli. Maybe it's only a din prati. No, nobody realized that kashrut. Read it to Gemara. It's like staring, jumping out of the page. What's up, Bishlam? You guys are so focused on Rish Lakish. I forgot Rabbi Yechon, Bishlam Rabbi Yechon. Zokter B'chaim. We have to go back to that Gzeres HaKosov of Ma'avras of Eira. And understand just what is that Pasuk really telling us? Yesh Lachkor. What the nature of this Gzeres HaKosov, so to speak, is of a Ma'avras of Eira. Who was right, starting point? Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. It was very tricky. I set you guys up twice already. So if everyone's falling into the traps. Who's right, the starting point? Misvar Rishayda. Let's say there's no pasuk, no pasuk, nothing. All I know is that there's a din called Adam Mazik out there. And I know that taking a sledgehammer and breaking a window is called Adam Mazik. Shooting an arrow, shooting a bullet. I know those are all called Adam Mazik. That I know. I figure Kaycha is Mishum Yadav, Maisa. Everyone can figure that out. And now I don't have Parsha Mishpatim. I didn't get the Perchav Beis. And I'm sitting around trying to philosophize about what would the din be. I lit a fire, and then the wind took the fire and spread. So I'm scratching my head and trying to figure out, is that the same as Adam Amazi? Is that like shooting an arrow? So I said to you, Mishlachish is of course right. Of course this is not the same as shooting an arrow. Of course not. Because Koch Achem Urabo. It's true that Koch Achem Urabo. But there's also another koch that's Urabo. What's the other koch? Your koch also. It's not that the wind did everything. You did it together with the wind. So you are a something. You're not a nothing. It's not that this is Mufka the Gamme from Maisa Adam. This has aspects. This has elements of Maisa Adam in here. I was the guy with the big barbecue hat, remember? I was flipping. I did light the fire up. I did do something. So now we have a very dakastic shayla, a very lumdish shayla. I did something, but the wind also did something. So what's the kamashmal one? Tell me the kamashmal one. So I can understand the kamashmal one of the Ma'avras of Eira according to Rabbi Yechon one of two ways. Either the kamashmal one is, you really did not do it. Since you only did it 50%, that's not called a Ma'aseh Adam. It's called Kochach Merubo, and you should really have been potter, and it's exerus the cost of that Yechayev. Or no. What's the kamashmal one, Rabbi say? The Kamash Malan is that we almost ignore the Koch Hacham Urabo and we make it all Nikra Hashem Ma'asecha and we say, notwithstanding the fact that there's a Koch Hacham Urabo that's still called Maisa Adam. That's the Ma'avras of Eira is teaching me. Chazal understood Baruch Kotcham, the second shot is Emes. How do I know they understood that? Because that's the Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan. As I state in Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan. Zoktim Chaim and Uchashchedim in the Rambam that Lu Yitzuyer, that the nature of the Gzeres HaKosov would have been that it's taka really not your Ma'isa, but it's just a Chiddush HaTorah, then there would have been no sense to compare this out of the from the Zikin to Misa. The comparison, the Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, is because Chazal understood that the Gzeres HaKosov is teaching me that this is Vaita called Ma'isa Adam. That's exactly what the Chiddush HaTorah is. This is also because after all, at the end of the day, it really was Ma'isa Adam. So Rabbi Yechon is not as great a Chiddush as we thought it was. We thought Rabbi Yechon was mamish in the world of Chiddush HaTorah. Mamish, Adam HaSal Yainim. No, it's in this world. It's not so crazy. I could have said it on my own also. Ken Zayin. It's not clear. So the Pasuk has to tell me, point me in the right direction. But this is not our sugya, boys. That was just a little bracket. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Back to Esther. Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, and I understand Kimmel Dramine, but Lefir HaShlokish Michael HaMemar, So comes the Gemara and changes everything and says, what does the Gemara say? We got the case totally wrong. You thought that the guy lit the Gaddish and the Gaddish spread and killed the Eved? That can't, according to Reish Lakish, that doesn't fly. You won't be Chai Misa for that. You won't be killing Rabbi Nate. What's the Okimta? Kishahitzis, the Gufa Shel Eved. You took a coal and put it on the Eved's chest. The Eved is tied up. You take a hot coal, burning coal, and put it on his chest. You killed him. There's no duty in that of taking a knife and stabbing him, shooting him. It's the same thing. You use the fire to burn him. You burnt him alive. Nebuchadnezzar, the sugar, you burnt the Eved alive. That's what Hates Meguf Shel Eved means. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, that you potter. You potter in the Gaddish, because you're Chayav Misa. Frak the Gemara. Ihochi, what? Ihochi.
What did it say?
My Lameimra. I never learned Kirmini Ramine. I didn't learn Subas Leshia. I didn't learn the third Pekka Baba Kama. I never learned the Sugya Kirmini Ramine. I didn't read Pasha Mishpatim. I knew it was in Kirmini Ramine. Bishlama, according to the Yechanan, because the Mishnah is talking about you were Madlik as a Gaddish, the fire spread, and the Mishnah is telling me, Rabbi Yechanan is right, that that's also called the Chiyam Mises Bezdin. That's also called the Ritzach. That's also called the Ramine. That's a Gavaldik Yechidish. But according to Reish Lakish, that you can't learn Pshat that way, because then the Mishnah just wouldn't be true. The only way to salvage the Mishnah is to put the coal onto the Eved's guf. So Gemara throws its hands up and says, you're right. You know what the Chiddush is? Botzricha Eloa, the Eved belongs to one person, and that which you're damaging belongs to somebody else. There are different things getting damaged in there. There's a Gedi, there's a Gaddish. I don't care what's in the barn right now. It's a Loch Papli. I can tell you one thing, it ain't the Eved. The Eved belongs to somebody else. It's a different address. That's what the Gemara says. It's a different address, and therefore it's a Gevaldik Chiddush in the Mishnah. To tell me what? I would have thought it's a different address. There's no Kibbutz Ramine. Kamash Milan, there's Vayt the Kibbutz Ramine. There's also Kibbutz Ramine. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi say, we now have four Gemaras in Shas, three in Zanhed and one in Baba Kama, that have something to say about Misla Zeh and Mamun Zeh. We have, it's a two-on-two. We have two sugars in Sanhedrin that both say when you have Misla Zeh, Mamun Zeh, Kibbutz Ramine breaks down, doesn't apply. And we have two sugars, one later on in Sanhedrin by Radif, and one in Baba Kama by the case of the Eved and the Gaddish and the Gedi, that says that that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling me, that there's a full-fledged candidate for Kibbutz Ramine, notwithstanding the fact that it's a different address on the Teshuvah, on the Misa. Rabbi said we have four Gemaras and a two-on-two stira. What's the answer? So who remembers last year? Rashi was Sechus Ksubis in one fell swoop answers the whole kasha. And says what? So Machlaikis Amarayim. Half the Gemaras go one way, half the Gemaras go the other way, and don't lose any sleep, and shear's over. According to Rashi, you can go come back next Sunday. There's nothing else to talk about for the next 3 days. Most of the Rishonim didn't go with Rashi. Most of the Rishonim tells them throughout Shas. We're knocking their heads against the wall to try to figure out what's the difference between the two sugars at the beginning of Sanhedrin against the sugar, the end of Sanhedrin, and Baba Kama. What's the answer? So there are two radically different approaches in the Balei HaTosfos. One is taken by the Rivam, and one is taken by Rabbeinu Tam. What we did up until now was just the introduction to this. We didn't even start yet. We just pointed out the four Gemaras. That's all. Well, we touched it up a little bit. Reb Chaim, you know, wake guys up a little bit. But, you know, we talked about Rodef a little bit. Talked stories about climbing the fire risk. You know, we just, you know, dramatized a little bit. But we have not even begun, to quote the great naval captain, we have not yet even begun to learn this on you. Okay? John Paul Jones, didn't he say that? Not yet begun to fight as the ship was going under. Okay? Good. Best of Revolutionary War history. Okay. So, Rabbi Sai. Comes Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin and tells us he's not going to talk about it here because they don't have any time to talk about it. I am what they wrote in Baba Kama. So we're going to go back to Baba Kama and we're going to look at what Tosfos said in Baba Kama. Tosfos Ksubis, Baba Kama, quotes the Shitas HaRivam. Comes the Rivam and says, the Emesa Gemaras, the real true life Gemaras, are the Gemaras in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin that tell us that Misa Lazeh B'Mamzeh is not subject to the din of Kibbutz Ramineh. That's exactly why in these two kukul cases, of the idea of the Bab, the Bab, the Chagad over here, if it's two different addresses on the Chiyuvim, that's not Kibbutz Ramineh. Sorry. So my high manishtana, the sugya in Sanhedrin and the sugya in Bava Kamma, comes to Rivam and says, you totally missed the boat on those sugyas. Comes to Rivam and says, let's go to Sanhedrin for a minute. What was the case? Remind me the case of Sanhedrin exactly. Remind me the case. Reuben's running after Shimon to kill him, and in the process he breaks Shimon's barrel, Kimmel Dramaday. And what if he breaks Levi's barrel? What's the din? Also Kimmel Dramaday. Ah, it's Misa Lazer, and Mamon Lazer. And with the Rivam, what do you mean Misa Lazer? Who is Reuben Chayav Misa to? Who can take Reuben out? Who has the right to take Reuben out? Everybody. He's not Chayav Misa to the Nirdaf. He's Chayav Misa to Chala Oilam. Everybody has the ability to be Ma'anesh Reuben. That's just a poter. That's just a heter for the balabais. It's a poter for everybody. It's a heter for everybody. Everyone can take him out. So zakti rivam, but medivam amurim. You could talk about mislazev and mamon lazeh. That's when it's really true. Like in these cases here, the edia av are chayav. Klape the Eidi HaBaal, the Chayav Misa to the Eidi HaBaal, they were Nischayav to the Eidi HaBaal, they were made Eidi Shekhar against them, and they were Mechayav Mammon to the Baal. That's a Misa Zem, Mammon Zem. Or this case, they were Chayav Misa to the Baal and the Baal. They were Chayav Mammon to be Mavsa Diyav. That's a Misa Zem, Mammon Zem. And these cases, attack that cover coming out. By Raidev, you Chayav Misa to everybody. Everyone has the right to take you out. So your Chayav Misa is not so limited in scope. And therefore, that's called a Misa Mammon, also Ish. And therefore, it's covered by Kamar Dramine. That's the Rivam's answer. You have to add to the Rivam, though. What do you have to add to the Rivam? That makes sense where in Sanhedrin in the 8th parak, because the other Gemara is talking about Reidev. What's the problem by saying? They know Reidev. What do you have Misa for? What did you do? You killed somebody. You stabbed the guy. You put a hot burning coal onto his chest. You're a Ritzeach. Who are you Chayav Misa to? You're a Ritzeach. You didn't take the Beis Din. Who are you Chayav Misa to? To the Nirzach. But the Nirzach wasn't the owner of the Gdi and the Gadish. It was somebody else. So how do Kush L'Duchta? According to the Rivam, that the two Gemaras, the beginning of Sanhedrin, carried today, and there's no Kimmel Dramaneh when it's Misa Zemam Lazeh, and Sanhedrin in the 8th Perek is the quirk, is the Yitz B'Nakal, it's a Reidev. But that's very nice, that's fine and dandy for Sanhedrin the 8th parak, but that's not going to help Reidev from Bava Kamma. So the Rivam is a big pella. Unless we go back to Bava Kamma, Tav Chabez, Nechol Gimel, and we reevaluate that sugya again and see there's more to the sugya than meets the eye. So we now have to go back to Bava Kamma, Tav Chabez, and relearn the entire sugya again from scratch, and learn the sugya through the eyes of what we're guessing the Rivam must have said. Because there's one word that must enter into the sugya of Bava Kamma Tav Chabez. And that's the word Reidev. If you can't stick that word there in somewhere, if you can't stick that as being somehow the Mechayev Misa al Reidev, then the whole Gemara, the whole Rivam shot falls to pieces. I didn't see anything around. I learned Chabez or Bava Kamma a few times. I didn't see the word Reidev there. You have to put it there. You have to superimpose Reidev in there, or else you can't get started. That was the Rivam said. It's only the dimension of Reidev that creates Tamisa Umam Lachad. Where is the missing link? Where is Reidev from Bava Kamma Tav Chabez? So we need a background to understand where Reidev is. You have to go back to that case very, very carefully. Analyze it very, very carefully. Rish Lakish's version of the Mishnah. Rish Lakish said, the Mishnah is talking about a guy sticks the coal onto the chest of the Eved, and the Eved gets the grain goes up in smoke, and the Mishnah says, Yichai Misa for killing the Eved, be a Dayim Amish, and you potter for the grain. Because they've come to the Dramine. Stop. Penalty markers down. What's the penalty markers down, everybody say? What piece of information is present in this sugya that does not sit well with come to the Dramine? This application of Kibbutz Ramine, those who were in Mashiach last year, should be jumping off their seats now. There is something radically wrong with Kibbutz Ramine playing out in this case. I'm going to draw a timeline for you. Okay? I'm going to draw a timeline. Hitzis, the Gufo Shaleva, that's what happened. The fire spread, and Nisraf Hagadish. And the Gemara says, come lay bedramine. Ma'abaya. Doesn't everybody know that come lay bedramine presupposes one thing, that it happens simultaneously? The chi of me said the chi of mammon have to be at the same moment in time. Like the guy who burns the house down on Shabbos. I take a match, right? I light up the fire of the house on Shabbos, so I'm lighting a fire, I'm burning down your wood on Shabbos, and I'm being chayav mammon for anam amazik. Thus, kiv d'ramine. The guy is teveach on Shabbos. At the moment that he's teveach, that's when the chi of me says beizin for losach saska malachas chal. Identical with the moment of tevach amacharech chamisha bach yishalim. The person's boil bitoy, the moment that he's violating gilui raayos, he's been chayev in the kenas of oines. All these cases, those are classic kibud rabbanes. This is missing. You had the wrong timing here. The chiyuv misa was long before. It's because Levin was 20 minutes before the burnt down the gadish. 20 minutes, 20 seconds, 3 seconds, I don't care. Who's kasha this, Rabbi say? Who has this kasha? This is the Rashba's famous kasha. How much time did you spend on the Rashba last year? A week? At least a week on the Rashba, right? Famous Rashba's Kasha, right? Remember the Kasha? Good Kasha from Rashba. Zog the Rashba, mitei chaymer hakusha, we misunderstood the entire sugya according to Rish Lakish. Zog the Rashba, the chi of Misa, we're looking for Misa here. We are looking for the chi of Misa. In order to pass to the Chiyav Mammon, this is not the Chiyav Mises of the Rashba of Adam Haretzeach. This is not the Chiyav Mises based in from Maka Ish from Mase Mase Yumas. It's not going to do the trick because it came in too early. It came in before the right time. It was off sides. Illegal motion in the back. It wasn't too early. Jumped in. But there is another Chiyav, quote unquote, Misa out there that could help us. What's the other chiyuv misa? Redev. Because if you think about it, when this guy is taking a hot burning coal and about to put it onto the Evet's chest, what is he besides a rotzeach? He's also a redev. At what moment in time does his redifa end? He's a rodef, until when? There's one thing that happens that breaks up his status of rodef. What is that? The guy dies. The Kozman, the guy, is still being near Duff. Erez Gavena Rei Dave. He's still a Rei Dave. And the Ifos of the Rashba, the timeline is not 100% accurate. This moment of Hitzis B'gu Shalevet is the moment of Ritzicha, and it's too early. But there's another long, long window of moments. From when? From starting from here until Ad, until when? Until Misa Se'eved. And he's a Rei Dev, he's given a Rei Dev, he's given a Rei Dev, he's given a Rei Dev, who is Nisaf HaGodesh? Oh, he's given a Rei Dev, at the same time, the stream is a Godesh. Oh, guess what? We are now subject to what cloud? Kamal Ramine. Zokt Rashba, it's not the Kamal Ramine of Ritzach that does the trick here. It's the Kamal Ramine of Rei Dev. That's what the Gemara meant when it says, Kigain Shehitis Begufa Shalevet. That's how Rashba read the Gemara. Who here, when they read the Gemara Baba Kama, thought that's what the Gemara meant? You see, we just spent Bishlam and Rabbi Yechanan. Wow, we don't know what Rabbi Yechanan meant. We need Rabbi Chaim. And Elavish Lachash Mech Lameim, Chajitzu Gush 11 and call it a day. And the Rashba read every line and said, it can't be, it doesn't fit the Kibbutz Rabbi. It must be Altered, if not Altered Tzeach. Rabbi Yisai, who is standing next to the Rashba? Who clearly learned the Gemara this way also? The Rivam. Because according to the Rivam, the only way to explain why Misa Zeh, Mamon Zeh is covered by Kibbutz Ramine is to say this is not Altsrit Seach. This has to be Redev. Because the Rivam had the two Gemaras and Sanhedrin staring us in the face. And the only way to get out of the Stira was to say Sanhedrin, the 8th Perek, was different Altsrit Seach. But that was easy, that was a cinch. I don't need the Rivam for that. But I do need the Rivam, I need the Rashba to tell me that even Bava Kama, where I thought we're talking about Rei Dev, we learned the wrong sugya. I thought we were learning Ritzach. You got it wrong. The first two letters start off the same. It's not Ritzach. You really learned the sugya of Rei Dev, not the sugya of Ritzach. Of course, any Rishon who doesn't buy this Rashba, who is not forced because of the timeline scenario, to stick in Reidex, that doesn't, I read the whole Gemara of Kama 40 times, I didn't see the word Reidex. Until I read this Rashba, I never thought this Reidex. You guys talk about it. You read the Gemara of Kama? Who here learned that Sugi of Kama before today? Sometime in your history. One time, one Gilgul of Kama. Who here learned that Sugi without having read the Rashba? Did you think Reidex was taking place there? I didn't think Reidex was there. I never in a million years would have thought Reidex was taking place there. Any Rishon who's not going to learn the Sugya like the Rashba, any Rishon who may have another solution to the dilemma of the Rashba, to the problem of the Rashba, is probably going to learn the Gemara Kepshuto Al Tzretzeach. If you can get around the Rashba's problem of Kimu Dramine, if you can get back into Hilchos Retzeach and out of Hilchos Redev, that's going to spell defeat for the Rivam, because the Rivam's entire Shita is working with the premise that the Sugya in Bava Kama Chavez is a Redev Sugya, not a Retzeach Sugya. Hopefully, from tomorrow, we have to see who are those Rishonim. Who are the Rishonim who don't buy into the Rashba's Pshat? And since they're not going to buy into the Rashba's Pshat, they're going to force to revamp the entire Sugya Zeh, Mishlo Zeh, Mabalusah. Hashem tomorrow.